and welcome to Jeanette's TV. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke. We are live on location in Hamilton, Ontario at the Hamilton Comic Con. And I'm standing here with two people you may remember from 1969 to 1974 with the Brady Bunch. We have none other than Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, and Mike Lookinland, who played...
Lookinland.
Canadians say things a little different. Lookinland, who played Bobby Brady. Welcome to Jeanette's TV.
Thank you.
I like the idea of Jeanette's TV. I'm going to call my TV from now on Mike's TV. Because, you know, I have a TV too, right? Jeanette has her own TV, apparently.
Years working it up. And so...
You know, you say that it was from 1969 to 1974, which is true. That's when we filmed the show. But it's 2019, and it hasn't gone away for a minute ever since.
I know. So, I mean, but that's in replay, and that's
right.
Like, you know.
Oh, right. But it's never gone away.
And it's wonderful. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the concept of the show and the concept of blended families. What do you feel that you can take away from the show today that impacted you in your life with the concept of a blended family?
I believe that the creators of the show completely forgot that it was a blended family. Because I remember Eve Plum, who played Jan, telling them, because she had the line to say to Peter, but you're my brother and blood is thicker than water. And she's going, but we're not blood relatives. We're a blended family.
Producers would say, just say it.
Yeah, just say it. Nobody remembers that. That's a very important thing. That was the premise of the show.
Why I bring it up is because that was the premise of a show back then, and now blended families are like everywhere. So I wanted to get your take on that and what your takeaway was playing these roles in a blended family.
That it can work, you know?
Probably that love makes a family, not necessarily who was born to who when, you know? Or it's love that makes a family.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about the pluses and minuses of playing your characters. I know you've both done like a lot of work, you voiceovers, acting, what have you, and you really went into the production side of the business. Mm-hmm. What made you want to do that, and what were the pluses and minuses of having stardom at a young age?
The minuses were typecasting, definitely. I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and was really serious about acting, and then realized I was probably going to have a career of playing roles that are like Cindy all grown up, and went, I don't want that. I want to play axe murderers. You know.
Right, you wanted something a little more substantial. What about you? Did you feel that you had to go into the other side of the business, or you wanted to go? Was that a choice because you weren't getting offers to be in roles anymore?
I sort of made a conscious decision to kind of step away from the business as a teenager, mainly because it was just a practical decision. I'll go to college and get a real job, you know. But one plus for me as far as the Brady Bunch went was that Bobby was actually the last cast member cast.
You were the first.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? And I was cast mainly for my looks. I mean, I could read and say my lines, but I was a kid playing a kid. You know, there wasn't a lot of what you would call acting involved. You know, they cast me because I looked like I could be Robert Reed's son. And so that was a plus for me, but and you know what? Learning your way around a set as a young child helped me just step onto a set as an adult, and you know, and be able to do my job without them needing to train me.
Okay, that's fair. And yeah. So, what was your absolute favorite episode, and why?
Okay, the one I like the best is the one where Greg and Peter go on a double date. And Peter's eating his fake mustache off, because I genuinely thought that was funny.
Okay, and you?
I liked going to Hawaii because we got out of our cage. It was very rare for us to leave the studio because it's expensive, and they didn't want to do it because it costs money. It like Fillmore Junior High was just an office building at Paramount. The park was just a little green space next to the commissary. So they never let us out of the studio, and when they did, it was like a big deal.
Okay, so of the theme of the show, I know there were some criticisms that the show was too written too, like, almost like airy, carry, sugary. But it lasted, right? So they must have known something that they were doing. I know that, you know, was it limiting for you guys to, you know, play like happy, perfect people all the time? Did you want something more substantial?
Well, it's
a temper tantrum. Anything?
Yeah, I did not as Cindy, but I wanted to do something very different. I would have been in The Exorcist if I had my choice, right after Brady Bunch. But it's that niceness that made the show therapeutic for so many kids who had a terrible childhood. Yeah.
Okay, I got to wrap it up. So one last question. What do you feel just makes the show still so popular and why people still want to watch it?
The heart of the show is what you just were questioning, is that we are very nice, and we are nice to each other, and the grown-ups are nice to the kids and vice versa. And
respect.
Children eat that up, especially children that are having a tough time either in their own family or growing up, and it's a feel good thing.
I guess it's cross generational, because obviously people here that are well into their 50s and 60s who watched you as a child,
sure,
are still loving you guys, right? Okay, last question. Do you have anything that you would want to share that you learned, especially from Florence or Robert, that you carry forth with you today?
Florence said, always, if you can, always arrive camera ready. Because half the time you can't trust the makeup people. And I always do, because I never like the way somebody else does my makeup.
Okay, and you?
Florence said, no fans means no show. So be good to your fans.
Right. Like, no customers, no business. Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for taking this time to speak with us today. And thank you for being with us. Please remember to like, comment, and share all our posts. You will find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, Vimeo, YouTube. You name it, we're there. Hashtag Jeanette's TV. This is Jeanette Burke, your host, signing off. And until next time, continue to be fabulous. Yeah.